Yeah. The boy that runs over the machines is called a monitor. And the ones on the dump are called dump boys. And the ones over here are called makeup men that make the pages up. Then you have an ad alley where the ad men work. Then you have the ad machines back there. Well, they're called crap mills. And the guys that run those are called crap operators.
Why are they called crap mills?
Because that's what they set mostly. See, it's a lot of mixing goes on those machines where you go from a 24-point type to a 10-point type. And they call it crap. So they just call them crap operators. You have a markup man.
What's that?
He's the guy that sits at the desk back there and decides on what size type to put in an ad. Well, how deep it'll be and how wide it'll be. It'll take up all the space. It doesn't leave a lot of white space in the ad.
I thought that would already have been determined when by the person who was
laying the ad out. No, they leave it up to him most of the time. Because they'll just lay it out, and then he'll count the characters and see how wide it'll be, and how deep it'll be, and how big the ad is.
Y'all are pretty much two separate operations, since the people in the newsroom and the people that write the papers.
Yeah.
And the people that
put it together. Yeah, that's the newsroom down there. And this is the composing room, and that's the press room.
Y'all have ever consult with the people, the writers?
Oh yeah, we have to. When the story comes back too long, they have dumb it in one spot. We have to get them to see where we can move it or either cut it off, something like that.
What do you mean move it?
To another page, right. Take it off one page, put it on another page. Or kill a story off, take off the last paragraph, something like that.
That's killing the story off?
Yeah. And you throw these pages, when you're through with them, you call that killing out.
When you're completely through with the whole?
Right. Like this morning, this boy came in this morning, and he killed out the Saturday morning paper to lay the Sunday paper. So he's laying out the Sunday paper now.
Y'all are completely done with Saturday
then? Right, we're through with Saturday. It's gone.
And you're working on the middle of next week already?
Well, they're punching tape. That tape you see hanging out there is for next week.
When are y'all going over to the computer from switching over?
Don't know. I hope soon, but I don't know how long it'll take.
Do these machines give you much trouble?
Every now and then. But they run pretty good, and we have two machinists on nights and one machinist on that. They run, take care of all the equipment.
What all have you done since you've been working here?
When I first started working, I worked down in dispatch, which is a part of advertising. And I worked down there for 2 years.
What did you do down there?
Carried proofs out to stores.
They have to check over the ads?
Right. After we build them, they go to dispatch and they check them. Well, dispatch takes them out to the store. And the advertising man there reads the proof, checks his prices against what he had there. And if he got some merchandise didn't come in, he'll change it, put something else in there. Then we get the ad back here. And I worked down there for a year, and they put me in charge of it. I was supposed to go be an advertising salesman, but I didn't want to be an advertising salesman, so I transferred back here to the composing room.